You're listening to the 257th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. And we are going to have three different psukim from Divrei Hayamim, from Chronicles. One from Divrei Hayamim Aleph, two from Divrei Hayamim Beis. And it's each one is just a short set of explanations. But the foundation of the ideas here are amazing, and it'll be a little bit challenging to our modern ears to hear some of the stuff, but let's listen in and see what we can take from it. Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Hei, Pasuk Chaf. Vayeozru aleihem, Klal Yisrael was helped. Vayinosnu biyadam ha-hagriyim. Interestingly, Pasuk tells us about how the enemies of the Jewish people, which at that time, no different than today, were Arabs, were people from Ishmael. Hashem gave them over into our hands, and all those that were with them. Why? Why were we successful at war with these people from Ishmael? Because we called out to Hashem in our war. And Hashem listened to our prayers because we trusted in Him. So if you want to know what is the secret success for the secret to success for the Jewish people in our battles, we're going to see in these three psukim, in these three different contexts, the secret of success is trusting in Hashem, is making ourselves completely bottled to Hashem. Says the Mitzvot Stavos, V'natar lehem kibel atar tfilasam. V'natar lehem means that Hashem paid attention to and received the tfilas that they directed to Him. He brings here from the Nefutzes Yehuda, who says like this, Kol taikef eison kashtam shel Yisrael. What is the power? What is the thing that gives us the power that our arrows and slings that we sent our enemies are successful? How do we practice sending our arrows? How do we practice our aim? How do we get success in war? It's that which it says in the Book of Straightness, which is a reference to the Torah. It says in Bamidbar, Paragut, Pasuk Tes, K'vichizavoyo mechama b'yartzechem, when there will be war in your land, excuse me, alatzar atzar eschem, from the oppressors who oppress you, v'arayoyse mechatzoyseris, the Torah gives us instructions, what we are to do when we are attacked. We blow on the trumpets. What's the point of the trumpets? The trumpets awaken us. They remind us. They help us focus on what? V'nizkartem of Hashem Elokeichem. You will be mentioned in front of Hashem, your God. V'nishatem me'avechem. You will be saved from your enemies. Sheker ha'tshuva zu hi bapeh. What is the idea of blowing shofar, blowing the trumpets? It's something that's done with the mouth. Tefillah v'sachanunim. And it's not just the instruments, of course. Rosh Hashanah, we don't just blow the shofar. We blow the shofar and we daven. Right? It's the prayers. It's the supplications. And I want to point out the word tachanunim, which means supplications. The root of the word is chanan, which means to ask for a free gift. It means that we say, Hashem, I don't deserve this. Please, Hashem, help me. Al ki yitzakul Hashem v'tzar lahem. When a person, when Am Yisrael calls out to Hashem and we have difficulty, we say, Hashem, it's only upon you that I can rely. Yariu af yatzrichu. So they make these sounds of the shofar. We have the shofar and we have the trumpets. We make the sounds of the shofar and the trumpets. The purpose, he says explicitly, of the trumpets was to awaken us in our prayer. to help us be able to direct properly our prayers. So on whom do we rely? San Hashem, Shiha Iker, Shemachmasa Yunus Karman Hashem. So the main thing that because of it, we will be remembered in front of Hashem and we will be saved. Ka'amrai, like the Pasuk says, Ki Lelekim Zakuba Melchama, that's our Pasuk. We called out to Hashem in war of an Atorlaim, Kibot Chuboy. Hashem listened to us. He answered our prayers because we trusted in Him. Says the Malbim, interestingly, Shiravam Azram b'Melchama. Yeravam, who was the king of the people of Israel, right? We had two kingdoms at that time. We had Yehuda and Israel. Kingdom of Judah, the kingdom of Israel. Right? So these two separate kingdoms, the kingdom of Judah was ruled by the Davidic line. And often the kingdom of Israel was ruled by the children of Yosef, of Ephraim. Yeravam ben Nevat was from Ephraim. And he actually helped, it seems. I didn't look at these Pesukim inside, but he, Yeravam, the king of Israel, actually helped the king of Judah, Kinesach Mechamazos. He was the one who won the war. Kamashkaz of Shehu, Heshev Estamesli was Chemesli Yehuda. He's the one who was able to repel Damascus, and he was able to help out the people of Judah. Vinosnu haHagrim Yadam. The Yishmael people, or referred to here as Hagrim, right, because Yishmael comes from Hagar, that was Avram's wife. Ayideh sheyizuku el alakim batchubay. How did this happen? Because they called out to Hashem and they trusted in Hashem. So it's very interesting, because as we're going to see in the next pasuk, in the next section, so usually the people, the northern kingdom of the Jewish people, they were more inclined toward idolatry. They were more inclined, I would say, towards Kaichiv Yatzmiyadi, towards believing that their own hand was that which was saving them. But in this context, so the people of the northern kingdom actually depended on Hashem, and because of that, they were able to succeed and also help out the kingdom, the southern kingdom. Now, we bring a pasuk which is in Divrei Yamim Beis, in 2 Chronicles, Parak Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches. It's a very difficult pasuk, and it's a very difficult story in context. But basically, in this context, so the northern and southern kingdoms of the Jewish people were battling against each other. And the southern kingdom, which was the kingdom of Yehuda, decimated the northern kingdom. We're going to see the numbers. It's actually pretty scary. But hundreds of thousands of Jews were killed by their fellow Jews. And the message and the lesson of it really has to do with, it's a difficult lesson for us to hear. We live in a Western society which kind of can't handle war, can't handle battles, can't handle hearing about death. But let's hear the message and understand what it means to us. V'ikanu b'nei Yisrael v'isahi v'yemtzu b'nei Yehuda ki nishanu l'Hashem l'kei v'seyem. Pasuk describes this battle and says that the northern kingdom, the people of Israel, were subdued by the southern kingdom, the people of Judah. And what was the source of the success of the southern kingdom? It was because they trusted, they leaned on Hashem, the God of their forefathers. There was a battle for the soul of the Jewish people. Would the northern kingdom win? Those who served idols, those who denied their connection to the past, those who denied their connection to the Beis Hamikdash, to the temple, to the Davidic line, those who denied their connection to Sinai, to the Torah of Sinai, would they win? Or would the southern kingdom, who maintained their connection to Hashem, maintained their connection to Torah and to Yiddishkeit, would they vanquish the northern kingdom? And the answer is that those who held on to Hashem were victorious. He brings here from the Sefer Ner Yisrael, the Talmud of the Ramchal. On mevada yilifi anira min adin hayotzar Hashem Yisbor lazevis Avia. Avia was the king of the southern kingdom. He was from the Davidic line, and really, Hashem should have forsaken him. Because he spoke wickedly. You're going to see what he did. He said things that he shouldn't have said. But although he did something wrong, he also did something right. And that was when it came to trusting in Hashem, and when it came to matters of holiness, he did things right. It was, as it were, Hashem's honor to battle on his behalf, and to cause destruction to his enemies this time. Okay, so he did do a sin, he spoke wickedly, but that is going to be paid for separately. There's going to be a separate reckoning for that. So there was a trumpet blast or a shofar blast that was sounded, which, as we saw before, it's something that has the power to redirect our attention to Hashem. Because it was sounded, so Hashem caused Yeravam and his people to be struck, the people of the northern kingdom. And Avia and Yehuda were successful. Kehayim and Adin, says the Sefer Neri Yisrael, it was correct. She's Gabru Shamri Torah al Oisvi Torah. That those who kept the Torah should be able to be successful and vanquish those who left the Torah. Imchata Avia b'moitzis vasav. And if it was true that Avia, although it was true that Avia had said things that shouldn't be said, Anshe Yehuda lechatu, but the rest of the people who were with him, the people of Judah, they had not sinned. Atasu esmol chamtam, kinyigidai ve'em, kider kalaretz. They were waging war, as is the way of the land. Kasheru b'derech ha'teva ha'isa, v'lam al-tachtayna. Now, if you read the story, so you'll see that naturally they should have lost. Southern kingdom wasn't as strong, didn't have as many men. But the difference is that they trusted in Hashem and in His salvation. Hashem immediately helped them. They were able to vanquish their enemies. To the point that the northern kingdom, the army of the northern kingdom, had to run away to escape from the people of Judah. Anisa Gurma Esnanafila. The fact that the northern people were running, it caused their downfall. Kinasnam Elakim Yadam, because Hashem placed them into their hands. Ayakub Emavia Vimoi Makarava Yiplu Khalom Yisrael Khameshmes Elef Ish Buffer. 500,000, it's crazy numbers. 500,000 people fell. I don't know if it means that they were captured. I don't know if it means that they literally were all killed. Whatever the case may be, the northern kingdom was vanquished by the southern kingdom, even though the numbers were not in the favor of the southern kingdom. To the point that those who were many, those who were larger in number, were struck. They became subservient. And it was clear, came very clear, and this is the lesson for us from the difficult story, but the lesson nevertheless is that those who hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are given the true power. And those who leave Hashem, they lose their power. They lose their power. Those who had the Ashkacha process, those who were connected to Hashem and had Hashem on their side, so to speak, they were victorious. And those who had left Hashem were the ones who fell. And I think that it's a very difficult and stark message for us even today. We can see that those who are attached to Hashem, those who are attached to the Torah, so the culture of Torah and connection to Hashem is growing stronger. It takes time. And the culture of those who left Hashem and depended on their own power is getting weaker. It's gotten weaker over the centuries. Those who tried to create a new Jew, a new religion, that's gone its way. It's not completely gone, but it's doesn't have the same power, doesn't hold the same sway as it once did. And that's our pasuk. That's what it means when it says that the children of Israel were subdued at that time, and the children of Judah were strengthened because they trusted in Hashem, God of their forefathers. One more pasuk. Vayikra Asel Hashem. Pasuk is another chapter later in Divrei Hayamim. King Asa called out to Hashem, his God, and he said, Hashem, einim chalazor bein rav lein koach. There's no difference for you. You can help somebody whether he has a lot or a little bit of strength. Azreinu Hashem Elokeinu. Help us, Hashem, our God. Ki alecha nishanu. Because we depended, we leaned on you. V'shimcha banu alahaman azeh, Hashem Elokeinu. And in your name we came upon this great mass of our enemies. Now don't hold back anything. Nothing can stop you, my God. Says Matthias David, Einim chalazor, Ein hefeshim chalazor, Ein rab, Ein mishen lekoach klal. There's no difference for you, Hashem. You can help a person whether he's got a large amount of people helping him or whether there's only a small amount of people helping him. V'shimcha, b'tachem v'shimcha, those who trust in your name. Al yatzar imcha. Al yatzar adam koyach lemoylech lakev hakoyach biyodalus gaber. Nothing can stop your power. Nothing can hold back your hand from being successful if you so wish. Brings here from the Bir HaGura. Bein rav lein koyach ki lefi ateva. When it comes to natural things, it really is true, you know, in a natural sense, a person succeeds, you follow natural success, guidelines. Right? If you want to win a war, requires strength. Certainly, if you have a lot of people, you have a better chance of winning. It's saying you can help out and cause a person to win, whether they use the more successful means, the regular way, le'en koach, or whether the person does not have any power, hu ha'ofen ha'pachos yoser, which is the less powerful way of winning. Ki alecha neshana v'shimcha banu, we have depended upon you, and in your name we have come. She'anu hayinu yishonim alecha. We depended upon you, Hashem, because you are called the God of Israel. And we have come with your name, which means to say we are always mentioning your name. So the Gra is saying to us two powerful things. Number one is that Hashem, so to speak, has a name. His name is the God of Israel. And therefore, intrinsic to that name is the fact that Hashem takes care of us. He cares about us. He's our God. He's the God of Israel. He's the God who takes care of the people of Israel. And the second point is that you want to know how to be successful in a war, whether you have the power or you don't have the power. You want to know how to be successful in the challenges of life. It's by constantly mentioning Hashem's name, constantly invoking Hashem's name. Ezras Hashem, with Hashem's help, we will succeed. Hashem, please help me. I'm constantly asking Hashem. Hashem, please help me. Hashem, please help me get through this challenge. Hashem, please help me get through this dark time. Hashem, please help me recognize you in the good time. Hashem, please help me see that you're the one who's providing me with success. You're the one who's doing this for me. Those are the methods and techniques that we use to strengthen our bitachon, and in so doing, see Hashem in our lives at all times. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.